The UN Security Council called for an end to the violence in Yemen today. It imposed an arms embargo and asset freeze on Houthi rebel leaders to try to stop the fighting. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis continues. More than 600 people have reportedly been killed and thousands more have been wounded. The group Doctors Without Borders has been trying to get medical supplies into the country, but finding open routes remains difficult. Earlier, I spoke with Marie Elizabeth Angra, of the head of the Doctors Without Borders mission in Yemen. She said the situation is bad, both in the port city of Aden in the south and in the capital, Sana'a.
It's difficult to have a good understanding and to have precise figures on the casualties. What I can tell you, because it is the daily life which start to be affected by the current situation, we start to have a big shortage of fuel, so you can see kilometers of cars waiting for the fuel. We start to have some shortage, for example, of flour, and the prices of the food, they increase. And it's not only in Sana'a. You know, we have an hospital in Aden, and we are very concerned by the humanitarian situation in Aden. The problem is that the fightings increased a lot, and now we have some fights in the streets, some snipers. So it is very difficult to move in the street. The injured people, they cannot reach our hospital. And so we try to manage to find a solution to support some health units in some places. But as you understand, it's not easy because it's difficult to move.
I want to ask you more about that. There have been reports of humanitarian workers, medical workers specifically, killed by rooftop snipers in the southern city of Aden. Can you describe what kind of security risks you're facing?
1 week ago, 7 ambulances have been hijacked by different groups in presence
so
in Aden. Seven ambulances from the Minister of Health. And two health workers from the Red Crescent have been killed during this hijacking. And so we did a big communication in social media and bilaterally with the different groups to say, stop to attack the ambulances, stop to attack the health worker, respect the medical mission, don't enter with guns in the hospitals because we will not be able to treat your injured people because we treat everybody from each side. What I try to explain is also that we need to reach the injured people in some places under fire. So we have also to respect, to allow us to go through to these places, to take the injured people, because the people, they are not able to take their body, the dead bodies in the streets. So we try to manage like this. It's not easy.
In terms of the conditions in the hospitals, do you have the supplies that you need? Things like infrastructure, electricity, how is that?
For the moment, we are lucky, we can manage, but it's not the case for the population of Aden and or in Sana'a, for example. They have shortage of electricity, for example, in Sana'a since 24 hours. In Aden, there are regular shortage of electricity, of water, of fuel, and even the shops start to be closed. So even for the food, it will become difficult.
Can you describe what daily life is like for those in Yemen who are caught between the crossfire here?
I can describe you the situation for our staff in Aden because it is very difficult for them. Each morning there is a challenge. Are they able or not to come to our hospital because of the fights during the night, because of the roads, if they are cut or not? And sometimes we have many staff, around 50 people, who are sleeping in our hospital because it's not possible to move. And you know, some of them, they live a tragic situation. Some of them, they lost relatives. Some of them, their houses were destroyed. Some of them, they wanted to put their family in a safe place, but it wasn't possible. So it is very difficult for the Yemeni people in this moment.
Marie Elizabeth Angra, she's head of the Doctors Without Borders mission in Yemen. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.